Now here with the nerve system, there's another way of representing the power set. So to be explicit to what I mean by power set is the power set refers to all the possible combinations between n sets. So here we have an example of four different terms or searches that we are comparing. We have visualization, search, results, and the internet. And we are looking at the intersection between these four and all the different combinations. So the way the nerve system is laid out is at the very top, it has the ones that are satisfied, all the documents that satisfy all four of the criteria. Then one row down, we have the four possible combinations of three out of four. Then one row further down, we have all the combinations of two out of four. And then finally, we have the ones that represent only one out of four. So to put this all in perspective, so what we have is the power set is breaking down all the possible intersections. Or when you think in terms of the Venn diagrams, all the different overlaps, and assigns each distinct area an icon. And then the question is what type of icons is being used? In search queries, I'm using shapes. In nerve here, we're using these bar charts, and they're giving you the presence of a bar indicates that the criteria is satisfied, and it gives you even more insight in terms of the strength, how much present it is, and so on. And then the next question is in terms of after, how do we represent the different combinations? Do we use icons, or what is the shape of the icon? Is how do we lay them out? So for example, here with the nerve system, what it does is it has a semantic of saying at the very top we have all four, and then as we move down from the top to the bottom, the number of criteria that are satisfied decreases. Okay? Whereas in InfoCrystal, the way it's set up is it says in the very center is the ones that satisfy by all four, and then as you move out away from the center, you have three out of four, two out of four, one out of four. And there is some kind of spatial relationships in terms of the ones all related to red, for example, you can find them in a certain area. Whereas here in the nerve system, that kind of spatial organization isn't present. It's maybe a simpler organization because you just have a semantic meaning of top to bottom, but there's no real meaning in terms of left to right. But they're representing the same information, the nerve system and the InfoCrystal representation, and let's say also the bracket visualization. Bringing the bracket visualization into relating it to what the nerve system is doing, the difference here is in the bracket visualization, we use the columns to organize specific a number of the subsets. So one column contains the one that have one out of four, two out of four is another column, whereas here in the nerve system, specific rows contain specific combinations, or let's say that the ones that satisfy two out of four. So in a way to summarize, the nerve visualization and the bracket are in a way simpler in terms of the semantic meaning that they attach to specific positions, whereas in InfoCrystal there is a both the vertical and horizontal dimension are used in order then to create the me to create meaning. We'll go over it again in Thursday to make clear that about that distinction.